My Little Island. My best friend Luca and I are going to visit the little Caribbean island where I was born. From the air, it looks like a giant green turtle swimming in the sea. When our plane lands, we see dozens of smiling faces welcoming us. It's good to be home again. On the way to my aunt's house, we pass dozens of brightly painted wooden houses. From the road, they look like little rainbows sitting on the hills. As we drive up a mountainside, a breeze begins to blow. It smells so sweet. Luca wants to know the names of all the beautiful trees and flowers. I know only some of them. Frangipani and jasmine flowers. Yellow poi and red flamboyant trees. Pink coral and sweet bay rum trees. My aunt has lunch ready for us when we arrive. It is too hot to cook indoors, so my aunt cooked the food outside in old coal pots. My cousins and I gobble up pumpkin soup, pigeon peas, goat water stew, red snapper fish, and fried bananas topped with guava ice cream. Luca makes funny faces, but eats it all. After lunch, lots of children come to play with us. Donkeys and goats, cats and dogs, birds and cows are everywhere. We even see iguanas that are 3 feet long and giant barking frogs. Our friends call the barking frogs mountain chickens. Luca and I laugh. Who will believe us back home? To market, my aunt sings out early the next morning. When we get to town, the sun is just peeking over the mountaintops. But people from nearby villages are already arriving by bus, by donkey, by foot. On their heads, many people balance baskets loaded with cinnamon and fresh nutmeg and other good things to sell. "Where the mangoes? Where the nuts?" people ask. They want to know the prices before they buy. Luca and I can't decide what to get. Soursaps? Guavas? Christophines? Mangoes, coconuts, or juicy orange pawpaws? Which will taste the best? By noontime, it's too hot to walk around anymore. Even the noisy traffic has stopped. We sit down under a palm tree in the square and eat the fruits we bought at the market. After lunch, Luca and I duck into an island shop to buy presents for everyone back home. We choose mango jam, guava cheese, lime squash, and some very hot pepper sauce for Luca's father. The next day, we take a walk along the seashore. Fathers and sons are rowing brightly painted wooden boats with names like Frangelica, Anapani, and Shonabee. They catch mackerel, parrotfish, tuna fish, trunk fish, and Picasso fish in their huge nets. When their boats are filled with flipping and flopping fish, they row back to shore. A fisherman blows a conch shell. People hear the toodle-too-woo and run to the beach to buy nice fresh fish for supper. The afternoon is hot, hot, hot. Luca and I dive into the sea and spend hours snorkeling in the cool underwater world. On Friday, I take Luca to see my old school. The teacher lets us stay and listen to folk tales and play games with tiny beads on a wooden board. We make more new friends: Sylvester, Desmond, Simon, Sylvia, Glendina, and Althea. We promise Mrs. O'Gara to write to the class. We won't forget. Almost everywhere we go, calypso and reggae music plays sweetly to our ears. Luca thinks it's neat that the steel drums are made from empty oil cans. We hear their rhythms echo all over the island. Music, sweet music. My island has its own volcano. Sometimes it sends puffs of smoke and fire into the air. I wonder what it would look like if it erupted, but I wouldn't want to be nearby if it did. Not far from the volcano is a wild, wild forest where we go fishing. We don't want to scare the fish, so we stand there quietly and just listen to the bird songs and frogs and insects and the sound of the bubbling mountain stream. Ding dong, ding dong. Today's my cousin's wedding. Luca and I ring the church bells as hard as we can to let everyone know Yanni and Sarietta are getting married. Then we go to my aunt's house for a big party. On the night before we go home, we get to stay up late. It's carnival. Jump up, jump up. Our toes barely touch the ground as we dance to the carnival songs that play all night long. When morning comes, our visit to my little island is over. Luca and I don't want to say goodbye to my aunt and cousins and all our friends. We just say, "We'll come back soon."